أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are commemorating the martyrdom of the commander of faithful, the gate to the city of the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and the father of all widows and orphans who missed him like yesterday and today in Kufa, Abu al-Aramili wal-Aytam. Let's learn the main points that the Imam alayhi salam included in his last will. This will, although addressed to his two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon both of them, but the Imam says, وَمَنْ بَلَغَهُ كِتَابِي, whoever is going to read my book, listen to my words, so all these advices are applicable to all generations, to us, and as we are addressed by the advice, by these advices too. First of all, the Imam orders everybody to assist the oppressed and be enemy to the oppressor. And that is very, very important, because due to political problems and hidden agendas, many people prefer to keep indifferent and silent when someone oppresses his people or others. Keeping silent and indifferent, or sometimes befriending the oppressors, leads to many of heinous consequences. That's why the Imam alayhi salam said, and this is for all of us, assist the oppressed and be enemy to the oppressor. The other point that the Imam alayhi salam raised his attention and advises us is to keep the order in our affairs, because mismanagement is the basis and foundation for all problems in life. Order and being well organized in everything, in saving time, in our expenditure, in our way in treating others, everything to be kept in order, and that management, that is very, very important to be well organized. Third, the Imam alayhi salam says that maintain good relation amongst yourselves, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, reconciling the differences between people is better than the most of the acts of worship, which means that if we see a dispute, we see some sort of indifference, or sometimes even people who are separating from one another, cutting the bones to try to reconcile between husband and wife, between the partners in business, between the neighbors, that is very, very important. And that's why the Imam advises us to focus on this, to maintain good relation amongst the members of the society. Then the Imam looks at the orphans, advises all to assist and to look after the orphans. Don't allow them to starve, and be always supervising them. They don't miss the guardianship or the support from the other members of the community. Brothers and sisters, we are thankful to all those organizations in this country and in other countries who take care of the orphans, collect whatever donations and send to them in order to allow them to give them opportunity to benefit and to survive. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, me, ma'am, and those who support the orphans are in paradise like two fingers that you can't separate between them, which means that those who support the orphans will be elevated to high rank, to be very, very close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not nurturing them even to look after their education, their well-being, and in to secure them to be good members of the community. Then the Imam talks about the neighbors. The Imam says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, repeatedly advised us to treat our neighbors well. When we say neighbors, it is not limited to those who share the same faith with us. No, even those who follow different faith, or even those who are faithless, as long as they are neighbors, we have to respect them, we have to assist them, and to refrain from any harm or causing them any problem at all. For example, when you enjoy a party at home, don't disturb your neighbors. The Imam says that as frequently and continuously the Prophet of Islam advised us about the neighbors, we imagined, we thought that he will be give them a share in the inheritance. We know that those who are entitled to inherit from us are specifically mentioned in the Quran, whether it is according to Fiqh Ja'fari, according to Shiite doctrine, or other schools of thought. So the Imam says that it was nearly, or something that we would imagine, that when he continuously focus and advise us to look after the neighbor, we thought that he might allocate a certain share in the inheritance for them. Of course, when it comes to the Quran, the Imam says that for the Quran, you have to be careful, not only to recite, not only to memorize, but to act upon the teachings of the Quran. It is very important. Otherwise, there were the Kharijites who would recite the Quran very well. They spent the whole night in reciting Quran, but they did not act upon the Quran. They were, and that is the example of Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, who thought and were on the belief that Imam Ali alayhi salam, because he accepted the arbitration in the Battle of Siffin, he is out of faith, and that's why he should be assassinated and killed. So Abdurrahman ibn Muljim, like 2 days ago, when hit the Imam by his sword, which was poisoned and led to 21st of Ramadan to be the day of his martyrdom, was one of those who recited Quran, apparently, but did not act upon the Quranic teaching. So the Imam alayhi salam advised us, no one should excel you in acting upon the Quran. Reciting Quran is good, but we have to act upon the Quran and do not allow anyone to be better than us in this field. What about the prayer? Of course, every Muslim knows that establishing the prayers is the pillar of religion. But again, the Imam in his last will emphasizes about the significance of prayer and establishing the prayer, because it is always the advice of the Prophet, the Imams, and it could be the concern of parents to advise their children to keep their prayers, to establish their prayers all the time in a regular way. Then about the Kaaba, about the Lord's house, Baytullah al-Haram, the Imam emphasizes that do not forsake the Lord's house, otherwise you lose the power, you lose the dignity and respect by all other nations. Then the Imam alayhi salam speaks about jihad, and unfortunately it is one of the misleading and misinterpreting by the media and many people in the West. The moment they hear jihad, they think that it is to fight. Whilst the Imam alayhi salam refers to 3 types of jihad. Jihad which in relation to property, which means when you spend money and allow others to share with you in some sort of access to your property, your money, your wealth. It is jihad. So donating for charitable causes, it is jihad according to the Quran, according to the Prophet. According to what Imam tells us here, it is jihad with regard to our property. Then jihad regarding our tongue, which means that when we give the best of advice to others, it is jihad. When a ruler does something wrong, we stand up and criticize and raise our voice, because the best of jihad according to hadith is when you tell the truth in the face of unjust ruler. Of course, the third type of jihad is that you support your country, your land, your territory, and your society when there is an attack from enemy against them. Then the Imam emphasizes the significance of bidding the good, bidding for good, and forbidding for evil. And his last word is that, look, O my relatives, O my cousins, when I leave and depart this life, do not take any harsh reaction in the revenge for my blood. So, Quran here is the best of the teachings, the command that when you have something against you, a crime was done to you, the size of the revenge and retaliation must be exactly in the same size of the attack. Don't kill other than the one who dared to slay me, and do not amputate or dismantle the limbs of the person, because it is not allowed in any way, and no one should go for it. After these advices, which are applicable to us, the Imam departed from this life to the eternal life and was happy to meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and our commemoration in this particular day, of course, it coincides with the night of Qadr and destiny, goes for the intercession and the hope for the intercession of the Imam alayhi salam, hoping that that will help us a lot in hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.